Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, was sagt der Seite Perik Tess, Mischner Zayin. Nimsa ha-hayreg atshalay nerfa ha-egla. They're about to proceed with the process of the Egla Rufa, and then it turns out they found the murderer. Now remember, Egla Rufa is only when we don't know who the killer is. The Pasuk says so beferish, Yimatzei chol ba'adam, and afterwards it says, Loinoy demhiko. Now that we found out who the killer is, there's no Egla Rufa. What do we do with the calf? Like the Mishnah Teitzei v'sirah be'eder. You can go back and graze with the rest of the herd. It's a regular behemas chulin. Chulin means not kachim. So the same word as choil, which means weekday, not Shabbos. Now, an egla rufa is aser bahana, but only from the time of the arifa. So if before the chopping was done, we found out who the killer is, this calf is considered a regular chulin calf. Yeah, but they already picked it for the Egla Ruf and they brought it down to the Nachal Esim. It doesn't make a difference, according to the Shita in our Mishnah. As long as it didn't chop its head off yet, it's a regular calf. But we only figured out who the murderer was if he was only found Mishnerfa Egla after the head was chopped off. Then the Egla stays Osir Bahana B'tikavim B'makayma, and it's buried in its place, meaning where the Arifa took place, which is the din with every Egla Rufa. The Mishnah explains the logic. Shreyal Safik Basa Metchilasa. To start with, the point of the Egla Rufa is we don't know who the murderer is. That's why we're bringing it. So at the time that we did the process of Egla Rufa, we didn't know who it was. So Kipra Svecha V'Holchala. It was Mechaper for that Matzav of Safik and went on its way. In other words, it did what it had to do. Every Egla Rufa is meant as a kapara, because right now the killer is unknown. We figured out who it was right afterwards. Doesn't make a difference. When the Egla Rufa took place, we didn't know. And by the way, as far as the Ritzeach is concerned, he doesn't get away with anything here. As the Mishnah concludes, Nerfa Egla, even if the calf was already with its head off, the Achakach Nimtza Ahoyrig, and then the murderer was found, Herezi Yaharig. When he goes to the whole din and Bezin finds that he's Chayiv Misa, he's going to be executed. The Egla Arufa is a kapara for Klal Yisrael. As explained earlier, the Mefarshim say, Klal Yisrael Areven Zelizeh. If a tragedy like this happens, it's everyone's Achrayas. But the murderer, he still has to face judgment. And that's learned from the Pasuk about the Tevayar Hadam Anoki Meikirbecha. Okay, so our Mishnah told us here, Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin, if the Hoyreg was found before they beheaded the calf just goes right back. He can graze in the herd. After they beheaded the calf, it has to be buried in its place, like the normal processes for Egla Rufa. We found out who the Hoyreg was right afterwards. Yeah, but the whole Egla Rufa is that it's Mechaper and Klal Yisrael during a time of Suffolk. So at the time we did the Egla Rufa, there was a Suffolk. So the Kapara went into effect. If after the Egla Rufa, which is a kapara for Klali, so the Hoyreg is found, we still say, Hareze Yahareg, which means if Bezin finds him Chayiv Misa, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. For whatever reason, Bezin does not give him Misa, he still has to do tshuva. He can't rely on the Egla Arufa.